Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 2nd day of February 2017 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. We are now doing the second batch of 9 bhajans, which used to be sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s. This is an endeavor to revive those beautiful olden melodies. Today we have a bhajan which adores Bhagwan as Lord Narayana. Here is how the first line flows.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana.
So that was Brother Srinivasulu sharing with us the tune of this bhajan. As the bhajan session goes on, as we proceed in this program, we will learn about the lyrics of the bhajan, the tune of the bhajan. We will discuss about the raga and the beat of the bhajan, and then we will listen to the reflections of Mr. Alipi Haridas, a distinguished devotee of Bhagwan who came to his lotus feet way back in the 60s and was instrumental in composing many beautiful Sai bhajans. Hundreds of Sai bhajans have flown through the harmonium and through the beautiful vocal cords of Sri Haridas from Kerala. We will listen to his experiences and his insights and his beautiful moments with Bhagwan. So let's get started learning the lyrics of this bhajan.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana. Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana, Jaya Hari Narayana, Narayana, Jaya Sai Narayana, Narayana.
So those are the simple lyrics of this Namavali, this beautiful bhajan with beautiful names of the Lord. And it's time now to learn how to sing this bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu and Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana,
Jaya Hari Narayana, Narayana,
Jaya Hari Narayana, Narayana,
ജയ സായി നാരായണ നാരായണ
ജയ സായി നാരായണ നാരായണ
ഹരി നാരായണ ഹരി നാരായണ.
So that's the short and sweet bhajan. You heard it in the voice of Brother Srinivasulu. Let us now get a little more knowledge about the composition of this bhajan, about the swaras of this bhajan. Brother Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts on what he thinks about the technical makeup of this bhajan. What do you think is the raga of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It is such a wonderful short and sweet Namavali on Lord Narayana, and it is beautifully composed, such a very bright tune and elevating raga. I can see it is based on the raga Yamuna Kalyani or the Yaman Kalyan in the both streams of classical music. So no wonder you have the Kalyani in the raga name itself, which actually refers to the rag Yaman in the Hindustani classical raga. So you have Yaman in this raga, which is
Ne re ga ma pa da ne sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
So you have ne shuddhini,
ne
shuddhri,
ga
shuddga,
ma
tivrama in Yaman,
pa dha ni,
dha is also shuddh, ni is also shuddh. So whereas in Yamuna Kalyani you have the addition of the prati madhyamam, which is the normal madhyam apart from the tivra madhyam, and it is so beautifully incorporated in the raga, which makes it Yamuna Kalyani.
Ne re ga ma ga.
So that ma which I sang just now is the
ne re ga ma ga.
In Yaman you have
ne re ga ma re ga.
So on addition of the ma,
ne re ga ma ga re ne sa ne, ne re madani da pa ga ma ga.
So this makes it Yamuna Kalyani. And you have many bhajans, and a very famous composition which comes to my mind is
Krishnani Begani Baro, Krishnani Begani Baro, 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 Krishnani Begani Baro.
And also you have, in our Sai bhajans, you have
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam, Ramakrishna Govinda, Narayana Keshava, Radhika Ramana Madhava, Jayaranga Deva, Raja Rajeshwari Jagan Mohini.
So in all these bhajans you would have observed the very first line itself, it has the adharma. And of course followed by it's a long study of seeing how the pratimadhyamas are added to the yamans, and we have variety of different ragas. Maybe some other time we shall surely dwell upon Hamir Kalyan and so on. There are so many, a family of Kalyan ragas, where the order in which the Pratimadhyamam is sung varies from raga to raga. So whereas this bhajan is, I think we can say more or less based on Yamuna Kalyani.
The beautiful play of the mass.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So shall we go on to learn the swaras of this bhajan?
Yeah, sure. So let's take the first line now.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana. Sa 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 da sa 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 nirigari ni sa da da.
Sa 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 da sa 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 nirigari ni sa da da.
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana. Nini riri gada papa gaga magari niri sasa.
Nini riri gada papa gaga magari niri sasa.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana. Pa 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 ga pa 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 madani da pa mada pa ga ga.
Pa 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 ga pa 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 madani da pa mada pa ga ga.
Jaya Hari Narayana Narayana. Ga 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 ma ga ma re ne re ga pa re ga ri sa sa.
Ga 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 ma ga ma re ne re ga pa re ga ri sa sa.
And in the second time, we sing as a variation.
Jaya Sai Narayana, Narayana.
Of course, it's optional. We can also sing in the simple way as the first time.
Jaya Sai Narayana, Narayana.
Or
Jaya Sai Narayana, Narayana.
I think knowing this for us will really help all those who are trying to learn this bhajan, playing the harmonium. Once you get your notes right,
yeah,
I think you will.
Can really help in supporting the singer.
Yes.
Because there are different play of mass, as you mentioned, and the chords also change.
Ma,
so this will be the chord for the Yaman.
Ma, ma, ga.
So it's really important for the harmonium accompanist to support the singer with that note.
Correct.
So when he goes to that
Hari Narayana,
to give that chord and just to give the support.
Correct.
Hari Narayana.
Wonderful. So let's discuss the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is simple, 8 beat or 4 beat. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana.
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana.
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana.
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana.
Hari Narayana, Sai Narayana.
Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
With that, we are done with the raga of the bhajan, the tala of the bhajan. And now it's the segment of bhava. And today, as I mentioned before, we are going to listen to Mr. Alipi Haridas, as Mr. Haridas sings some of the beautiful bhajans that he had the blessing to compose over these years. We will listen to Mrs. Radha Ramesh, someone who has diligently learned 400 bhajans from Sri Haridas. as Haridas sings for us these beautiful melodies, Mrs. Radha Ramesh will share his experiences and his moments and what she has seen of Mr. Haridas as a person, as a musician, and as a devotee. So here is the first part of the conversation with Mr. Ali P. Haridas and Mrs. Radha Ramesh. Can I ask you, Mr. Haridas, to begin this session with a beautiful composition, any song, any bhajan that you like? We could start probably with you singing and offering this bhajan to Bhagwan. Beautiful. So does this composition have a story?
The very first compositions is Vigna Vinashaka. This composition he has offered as a tribute to his teacher, none other than great Kalyan Chowdhury. This was taught to him.
Okay.
So maybe he feels first pranam to the guru who initiated him to Sai Bhajans.
Okay.
If you could kindly sing your first composition, Vigna Vinashaka.
Gajananam Bhudaganadi Sevidam Kavitta Jambu Balasara Bhattidam Umasudam Shoka Vinasha Karanam Namami Vikneshwara Pada Pankajam Namami Vikneshwara Pada Pankajam Vikna Vinashaka Gananada Vikna Vinashaka Gananada Gajanana Gajavadana Gajanana ಭಗವದನ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶಕ ಗಣನಾದ 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 ಪ್ರಣವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಗಣನಾದ ಕೇ ಪ್ರಣವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಗಣನಾದ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ ಸಾಯಿನಾದ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ ಸಾಯಿನಾದ ಗಜಾನನ ಹೇ ಗಜವದನ ಗಜಾನನ ಹೇ ಗಜವದನ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶಕ ಗಣನಾದ ಗಜಾನನ ಹೇ ಗಜವದನ ಗಣನಾದ ಗಣನಾದ ಪ್ರಣವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಗಣನಾದ ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ ಸಾಯಿನಾದ ಗಜಾನನ ಹೇ ಗಜವದನ ಆ ಗಜಾನನ ಹೇ ಗಜವದನ ವಿಘ್ನ ವಿನಾಶಕ ಗಣನಾದ ಗಜಾನನ ಹೇ ಗಜವದನ.
Beautiful. So this is the first composition of sir?
Yeah, in the year 1971.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. So what is the story behind this composition? What was, if he has shared with you anything about how this composition came about?
We'll just go a little behind.
Okay.
Start with his journey to Bhagwan.
Okay.
In the year 1965, he was teaching daughters of famous film actors, Padmini, Ragini, Lalita, and he was knowing M.L. Vasanta Kumari. So all these people used to share their experiences with Bhagwan. So this developed a keen enthusiasm that I must see Bhagwan. In 65, it so happened that a group of people were traveling to Parthi. He was also a part of the group. But unfortunately, by the time he was waiting, they forgot to bring him along.
Oh.
And the group had already left.
They were coming from Kerala.
They were coming from Kerala, Alappi. And he was coming for the first time.
And he got left out.
He got left out.
Oh my
God. Just 20 years. And he didn't know they have left. He kept waiting and waiting. Then someone known to him came and asked, why are you standing? He said, I'm going to Parthi. He said, my enthusiasm was like, I'm going abroad. The very first time at the age of 20, I'm going to see God. He said, but they have all left already. Suddenly he felt, Swami doesn't want me to come. Then this person told him, from home you have told that you are going to see God. You must go. He accompanied him till the railway station at Ernakulam. The next day's train he had to catch. He had no money with him because he thought he is traveling with the group. Then managed a railway pass from his brother for 19 rupees. He says, those times 19 rupees was so precious.
Yes.
And he reached Bangalore. He knows no other language other than Malayalam. Came to Bangalore and he was praying to Swami, I want to come and have your darshan. Suddenly a person from Kerala appeared in front of him. He said, where are you going? He said, even though I had very keen interest to have darshan of Bhagwan, I was very reluctant to reveal that I am going to see Sai Baba. So he said, I'm going to an ashram to see a Swamiji. Then this person asked, which Swamiji? I am also going to an ashram to see Swamiji. Then it so happened, the other person was also coming to Parthi.
Wow.
He took complete care of him.
Wow.
He reached the Ganesh gate. The moment he entered, the group leader who forgot to take him was standing.
Oh.
And So much of bliss to know these experiences. Yes. That how Swami links.
Yes.
And his wife was scolding him. That this person never knew anything about Puttaparthi. You created so much of enthusiasm in his mind. And you left him behind. Swami is going to, not going to leave you for this. And he just entered. And this person was so happy. That even though there was a mistake from my end, Bhagwan ensured that Swami has called him. Again the lesson, and listen until Swami wills.
Yes.
And when the Swami will, when your wish is so earnest,
yes,
your craving is for Bhagwan, yes, he'll ensure that you're reaching.
Yes.
Wonderful. So, just entered Parthi. The very next day, the other group was leaving. He said, I don't want to leave. After having come, I want to be here for 2 days. So he stayed back, and the very next day, Bhagwan called him for an interview.
So the group has left now.
The group has left on the next day morning.
He stayed on, and then Swami called him for an interview.
Swami called him for an interview with the person who brought him from Bangalore. Then he didn't know whether he can speak to Swami. He kept on looking at Swami without speaking anything. Then Swami came to him, spoke to him in Tamil. Onnum kavala pada venda. Don't worry about anything. Swami eppavum kude irukar. Always Swami will be with you.
Wow.
Be happy. He said, I was totally blank. I had nothing to ask him, nothing to speak, but I felt so full, so happy that I didn't want to leave. Then he stayed for 2 more days. But he remembered that 2 ladies who have not gone back with the group, with some courage, he told Swami, 2 ladies from Alape have also come. Then very compassionately Swami said, I'll call them for interview at 11 o'clock. So what I gathered from this conversation between the soul and Bhagwan, the very first darshan, he only had in his mind that I have got conversation with Bhagwan. 2 people who have come from my place, they should also get.
Yes.
And this quality has brought him very, very dear to Bhagwan. Till date, he feels everyone should compose bhajan. Everybody should sing bhajan. All should be happy. Never he has any wish for himself.
Wow. Amazing.
So after the 65 visit, he went back to his native place. Within 2 years, came back with a group of 51.
51 people. Oh my God.
And this group again got an interview. But Swami never spoke to him personally. And he was very happy that I am a part of a big group, and Swami looked at us. Then in 1970 or 71, Swami visited Kerala.
Yes, that was, I think, Bhagwan's second visit to Kerala.
So, very happily, when Swami came to Alappi, he got an opportunity to play harmonium. In between, what had happened was that 2 saints from Trichy had visited Alappi. So he heard them singing bhajans. Till that time, he was a professional singer. A very strict professional singer who will come on the stage only after receiving the fees due to him. So people were scared to call Shri Haridas for a program. Because unless and until the payment is made in full, he will not play harmonium. So he says, from that Haridas, Swami gave me the transformation. Money is nothing in your life. When you are singing Bhagwan's name, he says, you spent without thinking anything and you feel so happy doing it. And he has traveled the entire state along with Shri Krishnadas Eradi sir.
Yes.
And has trained the state of Kerala, all lead singers, without any rest. Call him at 12 o'clock at midnight, he'll be happy to sit with a harmonium. So he says, this is the lesson that I learned from Bhagwan. Selflessness. And no material thing will become important to you when Bhagwan enters your life. And you feel blissful, peaceful, and you wish only to sing his glory.
Wow. So when Bhagwan went to Kerala, he played harmonium.
He played harmonium. So
that must have been a very beautiful
After moment. Listening to the Trichy people, he was a tablist. used to play tabla also very well.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing tabla, but these saints sensed that he could play harmonium very well.
Mm-hmm.
So for their next day's program, they told him to play harmonium and said, "This is your instrument. You must play."
Oh, okay. So these holy saints who had come to from Trichy. They put him onto the path of harmonium.
Yes, and bhajans.
And bhajans.
He said, "I keenly observed with what sort of devotion they were singing. That bhakti attracted me, and I decided my path is bhajan."
Wow. When did this change in the transformation that you mentioned about, you know, singing not for money but for the divine? When did that transformation happen? When these saints had come?
No. That point of time he developed interest in bhajans.
Bhajans.
And in 71, while going back from Parthi, there was no reservation, there were no ticket. He was sitting in a luggage compartment.
Mm-hmm.
And continuously within his mind, he was talking to Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I never knew the discomfort. There is no ventilation. There is no berth. I'm just sitting along with all the luggage. But nothing I was knowing. Mm-hmm. There was no body consciousness. I was only remembering Bhagwan. And so many songs, so many ragams were coming into my mind." After reaching home, he felt, I asked him, "Why Valachi ragam? Ganpati, you can understand. The very first bhajan you compose may be Ganpati." He says, "Every ragam has a time. It has a different feeling. So with Valachi, it starts with a quest. Where are you?"
Hmm.
So this gives an appeal and you feel immediately connected to Bhagwan. So this bhajan was composed in 1971 after Bhagwan's visit.
Okay.
Then he developed interest in bhajans and gradually the interest in professional music started reducing.
You were mentioning that in the train journey, he was so lost in Bhagwan that he didn't feel the discomfort.
Yeah.
So that led him to be more concentrated in bhajans.
The happiness that he got while composing the bhajans, he could never experience with professional singing.
So that's when he discovered the joy of bhajan singing.
Joy of bhajans.
And how this singing can actually ensure that all the other discomforts of life don't even touch you. You can be having all the other inconveniences, but if your mind is set on bhajans, then nothing will ever bother you.
And Swami was encouraging him during the bhajans with his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Very frequently, Swami used to show his presence in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he always used to sing with his eyes closed.
Mm.
So whatever was shown by Bhagwan was for every other person to get the bliss. He'll know after the bhajan that Swami ne ise ise kiya tha.
Oh, like, okay, maybe a garland fell or whatever happened. Mm.
Then it so happened that he was traveling all over the state with Eradi sir.
This is in the 70s?
Around 80.
80s.
Yeah. Then the present state president was very, very encouraging personality for any activity. Always yes. Swami's work, we must go ahead and do. He was chosen as state president of Kerala. Swami gave him an interview. Then Swami told him, "Mukunda, you know what is bhajan? Bhavam, ragam, talam, layam. All four aspects equally important." So from Parthi, he came to this bhajan training venue. Then he told, "Brother, I do not know much about bhajan, but this is what Swami told me." That sentence of Bhagwan made him take a decision. "I am not for professional singing. I am not here to take money. I am here to sing only Swami's name. So my bhavam, ragam, talam, layam. Swami has given me these qualities to bring and connect people to him. Rest of my life will be only for that." And that day he stopped going for professional singing.
Wow. So that was an extract of a conversation with Mr. Ali P. Haridas, who sang for us, and Mrs. Radha Ramesh, who told us about the life of Mr. Ali P. Haridas, someone who was graced by Bhagwan to compose
more than 400 Sai Bhajans. With this, we've come to the end of this program. We will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of the bhajan we've been learning all this while.
Hari Narayana, Hari Narayana.
So that is how this bhajan sounds when it is sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashant Nilayam. Dear listeners, we hope this episode inspires you to learn this bhajan and share this bhajan. Not only this episode, but all these bhajans that we have been doing in the Radio Sai Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom series is an endeavor to bring back into consciousness some of these beautiful namavalis which Bhagwan loved to hear in the yesteryears. If you have any queries or comments or suggestions on this program, please feel free to share with us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude to Bhagwan, we offer this episode at his lotus feet with humility and love.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the second day of February 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.